It's Thursday, May 1, 2025.
We are once again at one of those hinge moments of history.
Liberal Party Prime Minister Mark Carney, climate action expert, wins critical election in Canada. Trump White House announces deal to access Ukraine's rare earth minerals. Plus, half of Americans are breathing in dangerous levels of air pollution.
Which half? Never mind. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
So the deal was signed. What are the details of it?
Well, I don't have the details that I can share with you at this particular moment in time, but it's because it's President Donald Trump. It is the perfect deal.
That was the State Department spokesman. Has no idea what's in the deal, but knows that it's perfect. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, what's in that perfect Ukraine deal? Do you have any idea?
Only the barest of details.
But it's perfect.
That's what they say. The Trump White House announced Wednesday it had signed an economic deal with Ukraine, giving the U.S. access to Ukraine's vast, valuable, critical mineral wealth and its natural resources, plus a share of the proceeds, after Donald Trump pressured Kyiv to compensate the U.S. for helping Ukraine repel Russia's brutal invasion. The two sides offered only bare details about the deal's structure, but Kyiv will maintain ownership of its minerals, and the state-owned companies used to mine the critical minerals used in a host of applications, including electronics and electric vehicles. It reportedly provides Ukraine with a measure of assurance about continued American support in its grinding war with Russia.
Well, for what I think it's worth, knowing nothing about the deal, actually, I think it's a good deal in that it keeps Donald Trump with skin in the game to keep helping Ukraine. Is it perfect? I don't know.
This week, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and his Liberal Party won a decisive election victory, propelled by Trump's insults and threats to acquire Canada as the 51st state.
Now that is perfect.
Carney is a climate action stalwart who spent 5 years as the United Nations Special Envoy on Climate Finance and co-founded a global initiative to mobilize private capital to decarbonize the economy. Carney vowed to forge a united path forward for Canadians independent of the United States in his victory speech.
It's time to build Canada into an energy superpower in both clean and conventional energy. And it's time to build an industrial strategy that makes Canada more competitive while fighting climate change.
Well, that's even more perfect than I thought.
Here in the U.S., the New York Times reports that the Trump Environmental Protection Agency will cancel tens of millions of dollars in research grants addressing environmental hazards faced by children, particularly in rural America, like pesticide exposure from agriculture and other pollutants like wildfire smoke. Mm. In other news, half of Americans are breathing in dangerous levels of air pollutants, according to the American Lung Association's annual State of the Air report. Although air quality across the country has improved dramatically since the Clean Air Act and other regulations were enacted, unhealthy levels of soot and smog in 2024 rose 16% higher than 2023, the highest number in a decade.
That's not good.
Soot and smog, which are worsened by heat waves and wildfires, increase the risk of serious illnesses like asthma, heart attacks, strokes, cancers, preterm births, and dementia. The researchers warn that air pollution is likely to increase even more in coming years due to the climate crisis and the Trump administration's sweeping environmental rollbacks. Mm. Despite considerable progress, Los Angeles remains the nation's smoggiest city, but the Trump Environmental Protection Agency is working to revoke California's special decades-long waiver to set its own tailpipe pollution standards that have dramatically reduced the region's notorious air pollution. But California is moving ahead, investing state funds to put 1,000 electric school buses on the road to reduce school children's exposure to air pollution in more than 130 rural and low-income districts. California's funding comes from revenue from a state carbon tax program that caps emissions and requires polluters to pay for the carbon they release. More than 500 school districts nationwide, however, are still waiting on the EPA to provide more than $1 billion in grant money for them to purchase thousands of clean electric buses.
I'm afraid they'll be waiting for a while. For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the social medias, especially Blue Sky, at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report. So tired.